Here, I honestly just wanted to try something a little different. I wanted to intentionally create a scene to photograph, which is different because I usually just take pictures of whatever happens to be around me or whatever I see while I'm out walking around. But here, I was in the kitchen one day, and I picked up a jar of uncooked pasta that we had, and I thought, I wonder what it would be like if I lit this from below and took a picture. So I had to figure out a way of lighting it from below, and I picked up my mag light. It's one of those big metal flashlights, and set the mag light on the table, and then set the jar of pasta on top of the mag light. I thought, there's no way this is going to work. It's just going to topple over. But it actually worked. It stood there and didn't fall over. So I thought, yes, this is it. This is going to work. And the other thing that had to come into place, though, was light. There's no way to do this unless it's dark and you can actually get the light from the flashlight and nothing else. So that meant I had to get up really early. Well, not really early, but just before my wife and kids woke up. And we were also having pasta for dinner in a few days, so I wanted to do this before the pasta jar emptied. Anyway, the next morning, I get up, and there's no one else around. It's really dark, and I set the pasta down on the flashlight, and everything is working great, and I used just our kitchen table, nothing special here. I put curtains, or I put my camera on a tripod in such a way that the curtains were behind it, or the curtains on the window were behind this. Even though you can't see the curtains in here because it was too dark, I didn't know what would happen when I was taking the picture. So I wanted to be safe just in case you could see the background. I set all this up. I set the camera on the tripod, and I used a 5-second timer on my camera to eliminate any wobble from my finger. And that's one little tip. If you want to do any sort of long exposure shooting, if you don't have a remote trigger for your camera, use the timer, the built-in timer in your camera, but set use your camera and just click the shutter, but set a delay timer so that when you actually press the shutter button, that wobble from your finger pressing down the camera doesn't actually affect the photograph. I set a 5-second delay so I could click the shutter, stand back, hold my breath, and then the camera would just do its thing. So anyway, I took 5 shots using that, and I set the camera at f4.8, ISO 100. I wanted to get a super clean shot. Yes, I did use my D200 on this, mostly because I was too lazy to switch lenses to go from that to my D7100, which had the 35 on it. You could have taken this picture with any camera, even like a little pocket camera probably. The first shot I took was 8 seconds, and that turned out to be too long. The pasta was actually overexposed, and you could kind of see the curtain behind it. So I shortened it to 6 seconds, then 4, 3, 2, and 1 second. This picture ended up, the one you're looking at here was the 3-second shutter speed. It illuminated the pasta without too much else. Down to 2 1/2 seconds, the illumination wasn't really as much as I wanted it to be. And in post, I did go down to the 1-second exposure and tried bringing up the shadows, and it worked. But this just worked more naturally, so I went with that. I did a few other changes in post, mostly just removing fingerprints and smudges on this cheapo plastic jar. This jar is nothing special. A coworker was throwing them out and put them in the break room and said, anyone who wants some pasta jars, take them. So this is just an ordinary plastic pasta jar with a lot of fingerprints and smudges on the outside. So I removed some of those in post because at the top, instead of a nice black, instead of this nice smooth gradient from like lit up pasta to a black top, you saw all these bluish, whitish smudges on the top, and I didn't really want that. There was no background removal. My brother asked me if I took anything out of the background. Nope, you just couldn't see anything because it was so dark. And the shot itself, honestly, there's nothing special about it. I was wondering if the light would travel through more of the pasta, and it didn't. Maybe if you ever fill this with like spaghetti instead of rotini, then I'll give it another shot. But even though the picture itself is nothing special, I enjoyed taking it, and it was something kind of cool that I hadn't really tried before. The whole thing only took like 10 minutes. It was kind of fun, and I'd like to try it again. My coworker said, hey, let's try, or next time, why don't you try filling it up with something else, some toy cards or something, and try that. I thought that might be cool too. The lesson here, though, is be creative. I was just reading online the other day. Someone said that they're so limited in the amount of time they have to take pictures, and they feel like there's nothing around them to photograph. This is nothing special. It's a jar of pasta. But if you can take ordinary things around you and just play around with them, find ways of using light, of photographing them from a different angle, just trying different things. Don't even worry about the equipment you have. You don't really need anything special. But take what's around you, and if there's nothing cool to shoot, then make something cool to shoot with what you have available.